Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
Shalom, shalom, everybody, and it truly is about time, and I'm so happy that we can kick off, or let's say end this week, actually kick off this week with a coffee break, and it's good to be back again with you all and to just share around this time that we have, and this evening I'm excited because we're going to be talking about a subject I believe that I think is important for all of us, and we're all going through things in our lives. Maybe you're going through something or you've been through something, and I think, you know, we go through things in life, and sometimes we can look back at those things and we can take, you know, ammunition from it, or maybe you're heading into something or there's still something that you need to go through. So I think this evening's coffee break is going to be for each one of us, whether we've been through something or whether we're still going to go through something. I really do believe that Yahweh wants to talk to us. So I hope that you've had a great week. I know that myself and Aaliyah, we've had a bit of a busy week. We're still looking for a place to live. That's one of those things that we just got to keep on pressing in and pressing through and trusting Yahweh that the right place will come at the right time. But I know that there's a lot of things that is happening ministry-wise. And this evening, I really want us to just be thankful for the things that Yahweh does. You know, even though we had lockdown, even though we haven't been able as brothers and sisters to get together, wherever you are, you know, it's maybe been difficult. We are still so grateful and so blessed that we have this means that we can share the word of Yahweh and share truth. So Aaliyah, it's good to be back on the coffee break with you this evening. And I'd like to ask you this evening, how is it going? But I also know that there's so much that is happening for you at this moment. Good news. Don't you want to share with us some of that good news? I think good news is always something that's important that we can share with one another. So tell us, what's going on?
Hi, everybody. And you know what? Coffee break is now. And I hope that you are settled in with us because I'm really looking forward to tonight's coffee break as well. I mean, we always say that every week, but you know what? It just continues to be exciting and awesome and amazing. And you know what? I totally agree with you, Yusuf. I also think that, you know what? 2020 has been a hard year. And no matter what side of faith we want to stand, like, we can always stand and say, you know, we have a lot of faith and Yeshua is good and we can find the good things that he's doing in everything. But we cannot also deny that 2020 has been a very different year than what we anticipated as human beings, you know. And I think that no matter what, I really feel that tonight's message on the coffee break is really for everybody for this year, you know, full stop. You don't have to even be facing a trial so much as what you are alive right now, you know. And you know, this year it's tough and there's many different things facing people. And you know what, with everything that's facing people and with all the news that we hear, and not meaning news as in news headlines, but just, you know, just sharing with people, every time you talk, people will say, oh, you know, I just heard a friend of mine just lost their job, or, you know, we've had to take a pay cut, or, you know, it's been hard for us. And, you know, you just continually, there is that hearing of hard things that people are facing. So tonight's coffee break really is going to be a time where even for ourselves, we just stir up that courage and we just speak into the word of Yahweh. And yes, Yosef, thank you. You know what, during this time of just craziness and everything, it's been so incredible because, you know, obviously, you know, there was this thing in my mind of thinking, well, we can't go out there and we can't really share the word, you know, we can't go out there and we can't do the speaking things that we've wanted to do. That was the first thing. But yet, you know, Yahweh is so good because during the last few weeks, for me myself, I've been asked to continually be speaking on podcasts and interviews and doing things and still being able to share the word of Yahweh like that, but also to raise awareness about important things like gender-based violence or whatever. And that's very, very important, you know, that Yahweh is still creating those ways. No matter what, we're so want to share truth in our hearts as people. We still want to do the works of Yahweh. And sometimes we wonder how is it going to happen? And he makes those ways. He brings them to us. And I think that that is something to be blessed about and to be really, really rejoicing in. And yes, the good news that I can share this evening is that I have a new book coming out soon. Wow. And that is really, really exciting. That was a seed really planted in my heart, you know, and I completed it last year. It's very different. It's an illustrated children's book that I wrote for girls, for young, well, tweens, what they call tweenies. And those are kids between the ages of 8 and 12. And so it's been really, really great. I submitted this book in January to my publisher and said, well, you know, is this something that you would be interested in? And so, you know, with whole COVID-19 reality, that was super delayed. And there was a bit of discouragement because I thought, well, you know what, this is definitely not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But then, you know, last week, you know, I signed a publishing deal for this new book, and I'm really excited for it to be coming out by the end of the year. So, you know what, it is really great. Of course, the publishing world has changed a bit with COVID-19. There's a lot more that's expected of you and things that will need to happen. But I am excited about that because this beautiful book is going to be for young girls and their moms, and just taking you through a journey of the girls in the Bible that are lesser known, and just applying their lives to young girls' lives and telling them that they have value and that they're strong and that they can also be leaders, you know. And that's kind of something that we don't talk about that often with young girls, specifically in the Christian world. And we need to tell our young girls that they are brave and that they can lead, and there's nothing wrong with being a girl. So I'm really, really excited about that, and I think it's going to be really great. So yeah, but you know what, we can be grateful, but I believe that also we need to pray for exactly what we're going to talk about tonight, and that is to have courage under fire. Amen. To have courage, you know what, in the hardness of this year, because it is tough. It's tough when you hear hard stories. It's tough when you meet people or you have colleagues or friends that are experiencing severe mental health issues at this time. You know what, a lot of people have, and I've heard even from close friends, there have been days and times where people have considered suicide. You know, it's very real, and believers themselves, because there is so much hardship. A lot of people have lost loved ones and lose, you know, maybe friends or family members, and they're worried about the future. And unless our hope is secure in Yeshua, you know, it can be hard and it can be scary sometimes, Yosef. So I know that courage is, and bravery is something that we often think of in terms of like soldiers and military, but it really applies to our lives as believers, because of course we are soldiers, but you know what? There are so many instances where Yahweh is calling us to this time, and it's amazing. So Yosef, I want you to tell us, you know what actually is courage? Like if we think about the word courage or bravery, like be brave or be strong or be courageous, you know, those kind of scriptures that we love to quote, then it's kind of like, okay, we all maybe have an abstract idea of what courage or bravery could mean, but it is definitely a concrete idea.
Amen. You know, Leah, I was actually sitting this week and I said to Yahweh, I don't really know, you know, what to do for the coffee break. And myself and Leah, we normally sit down and we bounce things around. And let me be honest, oftentimes there's nothing. You know, oftentimes Yahweh doesn't say anything until the last minute. But this week, I had this thought on my mind continually, and I had this phrase, and I remembered a movie that was on the circuit a long time ago called Courage Under Fire. And I felt Yahweh saying to me that that's what I want you to talk about, courage under fire. Specifically, you know, having this bravery under fire during a time where things are chaotic, where things are against you, where people might be against you. And it doesn't always have to be people. It can be circumstances. It can be events. It can even be the enemy himself. And having this courage that Yahweh gives us to be able to face these things and get through them and then overcome. And I really feel that Yahweh is saying to us as his people that, you know, I want to give you that courage in a time of great fire, a time where the world and everything around you is chaotic, and it is chaotic. And like you said earlier, it's, you know, we have family, friends, you have colleagues, you have people around you that are struggling, and people don't have the same hope that you have inside of you. Mm. And you know, the scriptures tell us that we are to tell them about the hope that is within us. And right now, it's so difficult if we don't have courage to tell people about that hope that is inside of us. If we ourselves are struggling, if we ourselves are going through a hard time, how then do you tell someone else about the hope that's inside of you if you are lacking your own courage and you don't even have a hope that, or you have a hope, but the hope that you have is kind of like you're dangling off, you know, it's kind of like a thread that's left. So I sat and I went and had a look at what, you know, what this phrase actually means. And the military, they have this medal that they give to people that are normally, you know, it's given to somebody that shows great bravery, and it says during a time of either being shot at or while being strongly criticized by someone else. So it's this, you show bravery during those times. And you know, I went and had a look at the word courage, and the interesting thing about it was that, you know, the English word, it comes from, you know, Middle English, and it denotes this idea that it is something that originates from within your heart. And you know, that's pretty interesting, because whenever you read about courage in the Bible or you read about having courage, it's always got to do with the condition of the person's heart. Mm. You know, we read about who's the person that I'm thinking about now? Joshua. And Joshua was said by Yahweh three times. Yahweh said to him, you know, take courage, have courage, continue to have courage. And it's important to understand that it comes from within our hearts. So if our hearts are not set upon Yahweh and our hearts have not been redeemed, if our hearts have not been changed, if our hearts are not being moved by Yahweh's Spirit, then it's going to be very difficult to have that godly courage that comes from an intimate relationship with the Father. There are many people, Aaliyah, in the world today that display courage, but it's not the courage that Yahweh desires. Mm. It's not the courage that we find in the scriptures. It's courage like a military soldier shows courage during attacks and so forth. And normally in that time when that bravery kicks in, it's the training that person has received that kicks in and they display great bravery. But it's also got to do, if you go back and you look at it, it also has to do with a person's heart. Because many times a person who displays that kind of bravery in that kind of circumstance is not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about their fellow soldiers or their platoon or you know, their unit. And they're thinking to themselves, well, you know what? I'm going to do this to save other people's lives. Mm. That's the kind of courage that Yahweh desires us to have. It's a courage that says, you know what? Despite everything that's going on right now in my life, despite all the things that's happening, Yahweh has redeemed me. He's given me His Spirit that allows me to have the courage and the strength. You know, courage and strength is actually two of the same concept, because in the Hebrew, we all know that phrase that Yahweh says to Joshua, that chazak, that word chazak, it actually means to have strength, to have courage. So in order to have courage, you have to have strength. And it's not that strength, Aaliyah, that comes from yourself. It's a strength that comes from having an intimate relationship with Yahweh. That's why He said to Zerubbabel, it's not by might nor by power, but through My Spirit. So when we're living by the Spirit of Yahweh and we're walking with the Spirit of Yahweh and we're having that intimate relationship with Him, He gives us the ability to have true courage. You know, I'm reminded of the disciples and how people looked at them and said to them, you know, you guys are just a bunch of fishermen. They were just a bunch of fishermen, but when they spoke, that courage that was inside of them because of Yahweh's Spirit, not only was a display of courage, but it also displayed itself as boldness. To many, they were bold, they were fierce. They were people who were not moved by the circumstances of the day or by the Roman, you know, the Roman rulership that was happening at the time. They were moved by Yahweh's Spirit, and because of His Spirit within them, they displayed courage and they displayed boldness in the face of so much adversity. They went to jail, some of them. Mm. They went to jail. You know, Paul was locked up with Silas and he was chained. But yet in that time, think about what happened. He displays courage. He doesn't give up, and he doesn't give up hope. He begins to sing and worship Yahweh in that time. And that courage was not because of his own strength. It was because of Yahweh's Spirit within him. Yahweh's Spirit inside of him gave him shalom. Yahweh's Spirit inside of him gave him that courage to pipe up and begin singing. Imagine going to prison today and you walk in there and everybody's busy banging their cups and everybody's walking around with their tattoos and these gangs. You know, South African jails are evil, you know, and they are so like really, really crazy. And then you're walking through and all these people are saying so many different things and swearing at you and shouting at you. But Yahweh, through the power of his spirit, all of a sudden gives you this tremendous power and this tremendous courage to begin to start praying or singing while you're walking through there. Can you imagine what people would think? People would think, man, this person's crazy. Or they would get filled with the fear of Yahweh. So tonight, what we want to talk about and what we are talking about is courage. Courage under fire. And it's a motivation. Courage is a motivation from your heart. It comes from the condition of your heart. Someone whose heart is set on Yahweh exhibits the same courage that Messiah Yeshua exhibited. It's not a selfish courage. It's not about me, myself, and I. It's not so that I can attain what I want. It's courage so that you can display the power, the love, the generosity, and the gospel message of Messiah Yeshua. That's the kind of courage that we're supposed to have. But not only that, it's also the courage that Yahweh gives us to be able to overcome, to be able to make it through the trial, to make it through the storm, to make it through the hard days like we're facing right now. Mm. And that's so important. Mm. So that's really what I feel this evening. And you know, I'm reminded, Aaliyah, of John chapter 16 and verse 33. And I want to read to you what it says in two different translations. So in the Scriptures Bible, it says this: "These words I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace," or you might have shalom. Now listen to what Yeshua says. And he says, in this world, you will have pressure. In other words, you will have hard times, but take courage. In other words, take hope, take courage, take strength, and know that I have overcome the world. But in another translation, it says this: "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart." So there it defines for us clearly that having courage is a condition of your heart. You have to take heart in order to have courage. So the condition of our hearts, that is why so many people today, Aaliyah, are stressing. That's why so many people today who say that they're saved are running around chasing their own tails, because their heart condition is flawed. Their heart condition is kind of divided. They are serving Yahweh with half of their heart, and the other half of their heart is serving their idols and other things. So it's difficult for them to take strength and to take courage in the fact that Yahweh says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be for you and I will never ever depart from you." They struggle to really take that to heart because their heart is occupied by other things.
Mm. And you know with this, Yosef, as well, is that it is very, very easy at this time. And I think, you know, to look around us, you know, sometimes to look at maybe people we know, or to look at social media aspects. And that's why people that have said they're taking breaks from social media during this time, it really is a good thing for them. You know, for other people, they've needed social media to stay connected, and that's also good. But it's very, very tempting, you know, as we go through this year, and it's very tough. We see some people, you know, some people are doing okay during this time, and, you know, they have good days and bad days, and some are doing, you know, better than others, and other people are moving ahead, and some seem to be lagging behind, and other people are losing and some are winning. And it's, you know, for many, many people, I've seen this almost comparison of like, well, I'm not doing so well, what's wrong with me? Because other people seem to still be doing okay, you know. And then there's that whole thing of people looking at, you know, one another's lives and saying, well, I should maybe be doing better, or they lost their business, so I might lose mine, and then collapsing into a state of fear. When the reality is that even though we are all facing the same storm, we're not all in the same boat right now. Mm. Everybody's boat is going to look different. And Yahweh is going to fashion the journey with you as an individual and your family, you know, so uniquely to what he's going to take you through now. And I'm reminded of what it says in John chapter 21, where, you know, Yeshua is walking with Peter and John, you know, once he has, you know, they've had a nice fish barbecue there, and, you know, Yeshua is walking with them. And he says to Peter all of those things, you know about that. But right towards the end, from verse 20, it says, "Peter turned and saw that a disciple whom Yeshua loved was following them. When Peter saw him, he asked, 'Yeshua, what about him? What's going to happen to him?'" You know, Yeshua had kind of, you know, revealed this foreshadow of Peter's life, what would happen with Peter. But now Peter's like just turning around and looking at John and saying, "But Yeshua, what about him?" Mm. And Yeshua says something very specific. He says, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. And in this time, you know, right at the beginning, I remember right at the beginning when we went into lockdown, I was really, really praying because there was so much we didn't know about this virus, but also about the world. You know, things had changed overnight, I think, for everybody. And I'm using that reality tonight as the main example, simply because, you know, I speak to people all the time and lives are so dramatically changed. And I think it's important that we address that reality. And, you know, back in March, there was a lot of things that we didn't know and didn't understand as human beings. Now we know more. Now we understand more. But I do remember at that time, Yahweh saying that the journey would be unique and it would be individual. Yeshua is saying to each one of us, you must follow me. You know what? We can hear bad reports on the news. Our friends could lose their businesses. Other people could be folding or crumbling. That doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. So it's not to look around us. You know what? When Yeshua says, you must follow me, that takes courage. It takes courage to just continue to follow him, to continue to worship him day by day, continue just to come and be honest with him and open with him about the fears and the despair and everything like that, and allowing Yeshua to speak to us and helping us have courage, you know, just to follow Yeshua when it's really, really tough. That takes a big measure of courage. And that's the thing, that we can always go to him and say, please help me where I'm lacking in this area and help me. And not to compare our lives to other people's lives. You know, I see people that I know, personal friends, that are winning during this season, that have started new businesses that Yeshua promised them that they would start long ago. Who would have thought that it would come forth now during COVID-19? You see, that makes no sense. You know, it's the same with us now having to move. You know, it makes no sense. And it's easy to be fearful because other people are saying, wow, this is really not the time for what you guys have got to do. But if Yeshua ordains that this is the time for you to do whatever he is calling you to do, if Yeshua has said to you right now, you know, that you are going on a missions trip to Ghana, for example, because there are women there that you need to help. And the minute that the border opens, whenever it opens, you are going to go on that day, even though there's a COVID-19 threat. That is what Yeshua has ordained for you. So in this time period, you know, one of the things that Abba Father really laid on my heart to stress tonight in the coffee break was that your journey is unique. And whatever you're facing, whether it be, you know, a season of winning or whether it be a season where it's tough, that is your ordained season. It's okay to win in the season. It's okay to thrive in the season. It's okay to be okay in this season, but it's also okay to not be okay in the season. It's okay to feel, you know, that it's tough and it's hard. It's okay to have down days. It's okay to have good days. It's okay to not know, and it's okay to know. It's okay to understand and to not understand and to not be okay, you know. And the truth of the matter is that Yeshua is saying, you know what, you follow me. And that takes courage. It took courage to just boldly, blindly follow Yeshua when you don't understand things. And it's okay that, you know, whatever Yeshua has ordained for us, it's about really years of sticking close to him in every season of our lives. And now even more so, just sticking close to him and saying, what is it that you have for me? You know, maybe I'm okay with the losses that I've endured, and that's taken a level of courage. Or I'm okay with the fact that something good is happening in my life, whereas other people are losing. Yahweh's blessed me to have more, for example. It's okay as well. And I think that that's something we need to remember at this time. Though we're all facing the same storm, our boat looks different. And so we need to follow Yeshua and live with him, and that takes a lot of courage.
Amen. You know, Leah, I'm thinking about what you said about, you know, our boats are different, and that we, you know, it takes courage to follow Yahweh. It takes courage to do certain things. And I'm reminded, you know, when I was in seminary, there was this pastor that said this, and he said, without risk, there is no need for courage. Without risk, there is no need for courage. And we need to take risks in our lives sometimes. And when we do take those risks, but it's not a kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not risk that we take, you know, there's a difference. You know, there's certain things that you do in your life that's just wrong. You just don't do those things. This is not talking about, okay, don't, you know, go and do the ungodly thing. That's not what it's saying. Sometimes in life, we have to blindly follow Yeshua. But the truth of the matter is that he says, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So if our faith is secure and we walk with him and we have that intimate relationship with him, then we are going to take a risk because we're going to take a step. But he says, if you take one step with me, I'll take three more with you. That's how he works. And Yahweh is always faithful to bring us to the point where we're able to see again clearly. Even though sometimes it's misty, even though sometimes it feels like we're going to go through, you know, big ditches in the road, he'll take us over each one of those and he'll bring us to the place where we can see clearly. And you know, I'm reminded of what it says in Psalm 32, verse 24. And it's again the same words. It says, "So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in Yahweh." There is no one else and nothing else on this planet that we can put our hope in. You can try as much as you want to put your hope and your trust in your finances. You can try and put your hope and your trust in your home, in your children, in your husband. You can try and do those things, but in the end, it's not going to help at all. We have to put our hope and our trust in Yahweh. Even now, during this time where things feel like maybe it's not even, you know, we've been saying, you know, COVID-19 this evening, but maybe your struggle this evening is something totally different. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's your own life. Maybe you struggling to believe that Yahweh has called you. Maybe you're struggling to believe that Yahweh has a greater plan than what you see right now. And maybe you feel like, hey, you know what? I started this journey and Yahweh brought me on this great plan and now it feels like everything's just come to an end. Maybe you feel like, wow, you know, I started and now with everything that's changing the world, it's like, wow, everything's just halted. Or maybe you're struggling with believing that Yahweh can truly change somebody in your family or somebody that's close to you or deliver somebody. You know, these are all things that take courage, but it also takes us hoping and believing in the promises of Yahweh. And so often because of storms and because of trials, we lose hope. And tonight I want to say to you that Yahweh wants to restore the hope that he has given you. He wants to restore the promises that he has spoken over your life. And he wants you to take courage to know that it is in him that these things are fulfilled. Mm. Not in our own ways, not in our own mindsets, but only in him.
Mm. And you know what? We're going to go to our first song of the evening. And this song, I think, Yusuf, really connects with the message of this coffee break and also with what you just shared. And so I really pray that this song will truly bless you. It's called Symphony by Switch. Do not go anywhere because we're going to continue when we get back.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe. All these thoughts are shouting at me, try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming, darkness echoes all around. Feels like everything is crashing down. Still I know where my hope is found. And it's only you and ooh. You say you're working everything for my good and
truly know if you can impulse, beautiful music dumb from all my unruly notes. The distance is dissonance, moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes, then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a chord with a source prevented through strife. And I've tasted suffering, I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now, but a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed, tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's tempo is set whenever we remember this.
In the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around me. Through all of this chaos, you are writing a symphony, a symphony. And even in the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around me.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break with myself, Aaliyah, and with Yosef. Yosef is laughing this evening because...
I put the wrong song in. Or the wrong version of the song. So
you know what? It's okay.
Apologies for the part of the rap if you didn't like it.
Why are you
it.
Apologizing? Some people like rap. We know that Sudi listens to rap all the time at home. You know what? Hip-hop. It's there's a lot of people that like rap Christian music. You know, actually, it's pretty cool. I love that song. Love the words of that song. Yes, if it's really cool. You know what? I want to tell everybody a little bit of a story that Our Father really was just reminding me of again when I was preparing for tonight's coffee break. And you know what? It's found in a book called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Now, don't get all like religious on me now and be like, we don't read stuff like that. C.S. Lewis, I know that, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't know about him. But you know what? Just bear with me. There's a part of the story where we know that Peter, let's hope that you know a bit about the story. But Peter gets given this sword. Now, at this point, he's been a child for, you know what, his whole life. He is a child. He's very young. He's a young teen. And he gets given a sword because ultimately he has this destiny to be someone incredibly great and to be someone who is going to be a ruler over this amazing kingdom that is actually run by Aslan, who is, you know, just the symbol of Yeshua. And Peter is given this sword, and there's this part where Aslan comes with his army, and there's this wolf that is there, and everybody assumes that Aslan is going to come, and he, while he's standing right there, and he's going to take the wolf out, because ultimately Aslan can do that. Aslan is, you know, battle hardened, and he's like literally the king of kings because he resembles Yeshua. But ultimately, Aslan stands back and says, this is Peter's battle. And up until that point, you know, Peter has the sword in his hand, and it's been given to him because it's supposed to be his, and he's supposed to use it, and he will use it for, you know, the future. But he ultimately doesn't really know how to use the sword, and he's never been in battle before, and he's never faced this kind of trial. And it's all about courage. And so Peter, you know, kills the wolf, and it is quite an intense reality, because straight away after he fights his first battle, Aslan tells him to kneel down, and then he gets knighted and he has a status change, and Peter becomes a different person after that, because Peter was supposed to be someone that would be an incredible ruler of an incredible time period. And you know what? I've read that story so many times, and many, many times in my life, Yeshua uses that example to speak to me. And when I was preparing for the coffee break, he reminded me of that and said, you know, this is how it is. Sometimes when we face the hardest things in life, it is so that we can learn how to become not only courageous, but stronger. You know, one of the things that we are not taught about specifically in faith communities is that sometimes Yeshua is going to train us. He's going to train us and he's going to train us. And then he's going to put us in the battle ring. That's right. And we're going to stand face to face with an enemy. Yeshua's going to be there. He's literally going to be, you know, he's literally going to be there. But he's going to take that step back. And we'll turn around because this is what we're taught to do. We turn around and we go, Yeshua, Yeshua, fight this battle for me. Yeshua, Yeshua, fight this battle for me. You know, where Yeshua steps back and he says, I'm with you. I've given you everything that you need. I've taught you every single thing that you need, but you have to do this battle. I am with you, but you have to fight this. You know, Yahweh could have just killed the Hittites and the Canaanites and everybody else that was in the land. But he didn't. He wanted the Israelites to feel that battle. Yes, he was with them. Yes, his presence was there in the Ark of the Covenant. But we have to do the battles. And we have to figure it out by the wisdom of his Holy Spirit with him. How, what weapon to use, how to overcome, and how to face it. And that is the reality that we face. And we need to receive that. Because all we've been taught, and I know for myself, you know, spending a very short time in a church, I was taught often that, you know what, if you're going through a hard time, and yes, we must call on Yeshua. You know, we must call on Yeshua. But I was totally taught that he's just going to come riding in and he's going to save us from everything. Maybe he wants us to go through that. And when I think of courage, you know, Yosef, one of the people that really come to mind is Mary, the mother of Yeshua, Miriam, because she was a young, young girl, probably about 12 years old. She could have been younger. When this angel appears to her and says to her, you're going to have this child. You know, you are highly favored by Yahweh. You are going to have this child and you're going to carry the Son of the Living God within you. And she's like, well, this is impossible because I'm a virgin and I can't, you know, do that. And it's all of these things. But she doesn't argue. She's just putting forth her fears. And the angel just continues to speak to her and say, you know what, you're highly favored by Yahweh. And this is what's going to happen. And Miriam just answers and she just turns around and she says, I'm Yahweh's servant. May it be as you have said it will be. As you have told me, so let it be.
How many times do we do that?
It's amazing to me because if you think about some of the moments in the scripture where we read about, you know, someone that's promised a child, for example, Sarah, when, you know, when Sarah heard she was going to have this child, what did she do? She laughed. You know, when Zacharias, Elizabeth's husband, hears that they're going to have a child and they're like super old already, he doubts. And that's why he goes mute.
We doubt, we have fear. We get stressed, and that's why it's so amazing that she immediately just said, well, you know what, as it is, let it be.
Exactly. And so that was Miriam just exercising this incredible courage in the face of what we sometimes can miss out on, and that is that there was going to be a journey because to have a child is a 9-month long process. It wasn't going to be like, hey, Miriam, you're going to have this child and then just disappear, just hide in your room for a while. No one's going to see you. Mm. Everybody was going to see her. Everybody was going to see that she was pregnant. Everyone was going to see the unmarried woman that was now going to have a bump, you know. Everyone was going to see that this is how it was going to be. And, you know, the father was so good in that as well, though, because when Miriam went to Elizabeth, her cousin's house, Elizabeth was just, had almost received this revelation that Yeshua was inside of Miriam's womb. So Elizabeth was so joyful and even said, you know, how blessed am I that the mother of the Messiah has come to my home. So that's what Yahweh does for us as well. He sends people along our path that can strengthen us, that can encourage us. And he himself, when there aren't people, he himself will be with us. You know, there's a scripture that I want to read tonight. It's found in 2 Corinthians in chapter 1. And it's from verse 3. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Messiah Yeshua, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those who are also in trouble with the same level of comfort that we ourselves have received from Yahweh. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow in our lives, so too the comfort of our Messiah will overflow. That is amazing because you know what? Paul often says that we carry within us, you know, the suffering of Messiah Yeshua. Mm-hmm. We carry within us his death, his resurrection, and we will suffer like he has suffered. But so too, there he says that just as much as what we carry that inside of us, you know, the sufferings and the trials that we will have in this life, so much more. We are actually carrying within us the comfort of Messiah Yeshua. Amen. And that comfort is the promise of the Holy Spirit as well, because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Right. So even if this year is hard, and even if there are times of hard and seasons of hard, we know that there is comfort available to us if we can ask for that comfort. If we can say, you know, Yeshua, I need that comfort in my life. I need that. But you know, one of the scriptures, one of the verses here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that's really, really encouraged me throughout this year, because it's made me feel not so alone, is found in verse 8, where Paul writes, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the many, many hardships we have suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired, were downcast, depressed, crushed, even beyond our ability to endure."
Sure.
You know what? It is true what you mentioned earlier on, Yusuf, about Paul and Silas in jail, rejoicing and singing. But here's a very different picture that we see. We see a Paul and his friends, you know, despairing, crushed, broken, depressed. And then he says that, you know what, indeed in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened so that we may not rely upon ourselves, but on Yeshua who raises the dead. There he's not just talking about resurrection of, you know, the body and life raises the dead. Paul's speaking in a very deep way here to say, when we feel that death inside of us, when we feel that depression, when we feel that brokenness, when we feel that despairing, when we feel, as I mentioned right at the beginning of the coffee break, people that I've spoken to, you know, over the last few weeks that have said sometimes they've had suicidal thoughts. When we feel that death, so much more, you know what? Yahweh is able to raise us up out of that. Yahweh is able to raise us up with that same level of comfort, with that same level of, I have a hope for you, I have a plan for you, and I have a future for you. And it's a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. It's a plan to give you a future that I have imagined that you can have. You know what? The truth is that there is going to be moments and there are going to be seasons where we're going to sing in the jail cell. But there's also going to be the seasons where we are going to feel despairing. Yeah, because the beauty of Psalm 22 is the psalm that, you know, was written by David, that we truly believe is a prophetic psalm, where it says, you know, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we believe that to be obviously prophetic of what happened. Yeshua fulfilled that those words when he was hanging on the stake. But I did a teaching, and it's based on a Jewish understanding. The rabbis interpret Psalm 22 to also be a psalm that was recited by Esther when she was walking in the hallway just about to reach the door, just about to go before the king. And they say that, you know, Esther herself had to do something that required a lot of courage.
That's right.
She wanted a different way. Esther was standing there saying, you know what, there has to be another way. The way isn't me. I'm not the answer to this. There has to be another way. She was the way that Yahweh had created. She was the person Yahweh wanted to use. But we forget how hard it must have been for her to go before the king. And there's a tradition that says that while she went, was walking towards that throne room, that Abba Father sent, as he says in Psalm 91, angels to strengthen her. And she remembered the words of Psalm 22 because she truly felt alone and truly felt despairing. And it's okay to feel that way sometimes, as long as, you know what, Abba Father is with us and he is lifting us up, knowing that we have full access to the God of comfort, knowing that we can say, as, you know, the mother of Yeshua said, if this is what you want for me, Abba Father, let it be so. This is going to be a very, very hard journey. People are going to look at me strange. It's going to be tough, but let it be as you have said to your servant that you want it to be. And again, then, if it's a time of winning, to say, you know what, Abba Father, I rejoice in this. This is my Paul and Silas time. I'm singing in the jail. You know, I'm thriving with what you have given to me. But it's to know as well that when it is in those times, that there is a courage that we can find within ourselves. And it truly does come from Yeshua, but it also comes from belief. You have to believe not only in who Yahweh is, but in who he has made you to be. Because it's one thing to just believe that, you know what, Yahweh is able to do everything, but he's calling you to do it, because it's the same as Esther said, there has to be another way. Yes, Yahweh could have used another way. Yes, Yahweh could have raised up Mordecai, or he could have raised up someone else, but he didn't. Yahweh had so much belief that Esther needed to be who she was created to be. It wasn't really about, you know, making another way. It was about using her, because that was Yahweh's plan. And she had to find that courage within herself to believe that if I do this, I do it wholeheartedly. And whatever happens, Yahweh has me. You know, if I perish, I perish. If I live, I live. This is how it is. So find the courage to believe that, you know, Yahweh has your best interests at heart and he is good. But also find the courage to believe that if you are facing something right now, that Abba Father trusts you enough that you will get through that thing. He trusts you enough to know that he is standing right beside you. He has prepared you for this enemy. And by the way, he has prepared your enemy for you. Because that's important for us to know. We're not just prepared for that enemy. That enemy is facing us because that is the enemy that Yahweh has chosen for us to face. So because he knows that we can overcome, and he knows what will happen when we do overcome, is that we will comfort people with the same comfort that we have received, just as it says in 2 Corinthians 1. And that is the gift and the hope that we bring, that we carry, you know, this goodness and this fragrance of Messiah Yeshua upon us. When you go through a trial and you come out, you are so much more able to encourage other people and to give them comfort and hope. And to also just not pretend, you know, not pretend it's okay when it's not. Just to be really real and to know that we are going, I believe, that when we overcome things, that we do really get that medal, Yosef. We really get that courage under fire medal.
Amen. You know, Leah, you say, you know, that we get that medal, and it's so true, because, you know, this evening, as you were talking, and I'm just reminded of all, you know, the great men and women in the scriptures that, you know, were faced with trials, were faced with giants in front of them. You know, I'm reminded even, you know, the story as a young boy or young girl, you know, we were all taught, you know, the story of David and Goliath. But, you know, the story of David and Goliath holds so much truth. And when you go and revisit the story, you know, and you dig deeper in, you come to see so much more about that story than what you were just taught in Sunday school. Mm. You know, there's so much there. And David is a shepherd boy who had courage in the truth of who he was in Messiah Yeshua. He knew who he was, and he believed that Yahweh was able to kill this giant. And all he had to do is be at the right place at the right time. He had to make sure that he was there. And like you said, it wasn't just that, okay, now Yahweh, I'm going to pray and Yahweh is going to come and smite this giant down. David had to physically go get the stones, get his sling out, make sure that he was standing in the right place, make sure that, you know, he did his part. Mm. And that's how it is. And sometimes we have to come face to face with our giants. And in that moment, we have to know and believe that Yahweh is for us and not against us. You know, courage will bring you at times face to face with your giant. And you know, you said something interesting that, you know, and we started the coffee break by saying, you know, courage under fire. And it's got to do with, you know, receiving that award or that medal that is given to somebody that exhibits great bravery during a time where they're coming under fire. And, you know, David then kills Goliath, and that sword, remember, gets taken. And at a later stage, later in his life, he goes and he receives that sword from the priest. And it's given to David so that he can wage war using Goliath's sword. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. So the weapons that were intended for our demise, for our death, is now used for our battle. Mm-hmm. It's given to us through the power of Yahweh's Spirit. Those things that are meant for our harm can sometimes be turned around and meant for our good. And Yahweh then equips us even more because we've gone through it. We didn't chicken out. You know, that's the only way I can put it. We didn't run away. We didn't turn around and we didn't say, oh, well, you know what? This isn't meant for me. This is someone else's battle. You know how many times I've heard people say to me, you know what, Yosef, this thing is not for me, it's for you. And then I say, but you know, what makes me any different to you? I was in the gutter, I was a mess, I was a down and out person, and I had nothing better than what anybody else has. But Yahweh can use anyone or any person. It's just a matter of whether you are willing and whether you are ready to countercast when Yahweh calls you. So many people run away from certain things in life, especially when they are faced with things like, oh, I don't want to share my testimony, or I don't want to pray for that person. I'm not that kind of person. But Yahweh gives us the tools that we need in every circumstance, and we need to believe that. Yahweh is looking for someone, for a man or a woman who will be courageous. He's looking for someone that will stand in the promises that Yahweh has given them, then will not run in the opposite direction, but instead, just like David, face the giant, knowing that Yahweh, yes, he will help you and he will give you the strength to overcome. You know, David, we know that David, the Bible says that David was a shepherd boy, but yet he went all the way. He didn't just quit after he knocked the giant down. He went all the way to the giant, sliced his head off, made sure that he was dead. That takes serious, serious courage. Mm. And then later on in his life, you know, the same thing. David exhibits courage throughout his life. He doesn't run away from the fight. And there's so many people in the scriptures, like Esther, like Elijah himself. Elijah was a man, the Bible says, just like you and I. Mm. But yet he was human and he struggled, but he had courage. And his courage was not in his own strength. His courage came because of the power and the spirit of Yahweh living in him. So brothers and sisters, this evening I want to challenge you, and I want to ask you, you know, if you're going through a struggle, if you feel like, you know, life is getting too much, or you know of someone else that's maybe going through a struggle, let us tonight pray. And I want to ask you that as we start to play the song, that if you have a prayer request, please put it down. Because oftentimes what happens is we get to the end of the song and then I don't see the prayer request. And then, you know, it's not nice if we don't see it and then we're not able to pray for your prayer request. We want to pray for all of your prayer requests. So please, if you have one, as we begin to play the song, leave your prayer request and let us pray for those prayer requests this evening. Just put it up on the chat and we'll pray for them.
Hmm. So we're going to listen to Who You Are to Me by Chris Tomlin. It's a new song from his new album that's coming out soon, and we hope that you will be super blessed by the song. You have about 4 minutes to write down your prayer request, so please do that. And we don't want to miss it, because sometimes also after the coffee break, you know what, people say, sorry, they didn't get to it. And we really want to pray for you on the coffee break. So don't be shy. You can put it down and we'll pray when we get back.
Some people think you're distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe.
Doubts, I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. Who you are to me. Who you are to me. You're forever holy. You're the Lamb who is worthy.
You know, it's always such a blessing for us to be able to pray together, you know, at the end of the coffee break. And I think this is something that we always look forward to. We always look forward to being able to pray for each and every single one of you, and for being able to pray for the prayer requests that are put down on the coffee break, because you know what? It's an honor and a blessing to pray. And we really, really hold each and every single one of you up. And tonight, we just really want to say thank you to Abba Father for each and every single one of you for joining us on the coffee break. And also for those who always join, because we think of you and the people that we've come to know, and each and every single one of you are a blessing. And from my side tonight, I really want to pray that Abba Father will richly bless each and every single home that is represented here tonight, every single family that's represented, that Abba Father will protect each and every single one of you and the people that you love and care for. And that, you know what, the season will become a season of joy. I'm reminded of the scripture found in Isaiah 35 that says the wilderness will blossom like the rose, and it will become streams of living water will flow through there. And that is my prayer for each and every single one of you, that whatever looks like a wilderness in your life, whatever seems to be, you know, desert land, that it will grow and that it will flourish, and that there will be not only streams of living water, but that there will also be flowers and vegetation and good things that you will eat from and drink from and share so richly with other people. And so that is really my blessing over each and every single one of you tonight, that you will receive everything that Abba Father has for you, and that what you receive from his hand will be overflowing in abundance, whether it be healing physically, healing emotionally, whether it be provision, whether it be open doors, whether it be desire for greater purpose and passion, whether it be for something in your family, something for your friendship, something for your relationships, whatever it may be. You know what? I pray that Abba Father's blessings and grace and mercy will overflow and will be, just as it says in Psalm 23, that my cup overflows with many, many good things. And I pray that that will be such, you know what, your portion tonight for each and every single one of you. And I really pray that in Yeshua's name. And I know that there has been a prayer request tonight, Yosef, and I'd like to ask if you'd pray for that.
Let's do that. Father, we want to pray this evening in the name of Yeshua for courage. And, you know, courage, I want to say to you tonight that this name that you have, that you've put up here on the coffee break, is exactly what Yahweh wants you to be courageous, to be strong, to remember everything that Yahweh has said to you in your life and through your life. And tonight I want to pray for you in this time that you are facing, in this time that you've been going through. And it's never easy when we lose a loved one, especially, as you said, in the space of 3 weeks, losing two people. And Father, we want to pray this evening in the name of Yeshua, Father, that you will mend the broken pieces, Father, of courage's heart. I pray this evening, Father, that you will come and that you will minister in the name of Yeshua like you have never done before. Father, that you will wrap your arms around them, Father, and that you will give them strength. I pray, Father, that they will not feel, Father, like they are slipping and sliding and going further and further into sinking sand. I pray, Father, in all of this, Yahweh, that they will reach out to you. And as they do, Father, I pray that you will grab both hands and gently pull them closer and closer to your heart. I pray, Father, that you will minister to their heart. And Yahweh, that as you place your hand upon their heart, I pray, Father, that there will be such a tremendous healing. And Father, that there will be such an assurity, Father, in their life of who they are. That they will know, Father, that even though this has taken place, even though it's painful, even though, Father, it is difficult, that, Father, that you will lead them through it, and that you will guide them, and that you will give them the answers, Father, to every single question that is flooding their mind. And Father, I believe and feel this evening, Father, that there are many questions inside of their mind. I pray, Father, that everything that is not, Father, of you will be removed in the name of Yeshua. And Father, that you will speak life, that you will speak truth, and that you will speak courage, Father, into their heart and into their mind. And Father, that you will take every thought captive into your obedience, and help them, Father, on a daily basis, from the time that they wake up till the time that they go to sleep, Father, to have a sense of security and the knowledge that you are with them always. Father, we thank you for their life. We pray, Yahweh, that you will richly lead them and guide them. And Father, that always, in every circumstance, that they will know your voice. And we thank you for this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for joining us today on the Coffee Break. It has been so good to fellowship with all of you. I really pray that you will have a wonderful week, a Shavuot Tov, that, you know what, throughout this week, that you will see great things, amazing miracles, wonderful provision, and just that you will experience the Father's love in abundance. And so until next week, shalom, shalom everybody, and take care.
Shalom.
Thank you. to the water. Lay down your burden. Lay it down. My soul, lift up your head now. There is rest for the weary. Peace is found. So sing, my soul, sing. My Father's arms are wider than the sea, and I'm standing on the shoulders of majesty. No matter how far I run, I can never outrun His love. My Father's arms are holding me. Open, open the floodgates. Rain down, let Your kingdom come. I'm standing on the shores of my